From Washington, this is VOA News. French Charlie Hebdo suspects are killed. Ebola vaccines declared safe. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington. A dramatic standoff in this week's Charlie Hebdo shootings in France ended Friday as police forces killed the two main suspects. For VOA, Lisa Bryant has more.
Police launched the double assault late Friday afternoon, killing the assailants in both locations. Near the Charles de Gaulle airport north of Paris, police shot dead Sherif and Saïd Kouachi, who had been holed up at a printing house all day. The brothers are prime suspects in Wednesday's shooting deaths of 12 people at the Charlie Hebdo magazine in Paris. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The World Health Organization has decided that two experimental Ebola vaccines are safe and that they will soon be tested on volunteers in West Africa. The so-called phase three of testing will find out if the vaccines actually protect against the virus. The UN Refugee Agency said Friday that Boko Haram attacks in and around the Nigerian town of Baga have forced 7,000 civilians to flee to Chad in the past 10 days. A Nigerian government spokesman said Friday that security forces have been engaged in intense fighting in the area. VOA's Ann Look has a report.
Boko Haram seized the town of Baga Saturday from Nigerian troops stationed at a multinational military base there. Survivors told VOA that soldiers had run out of ammunition and had to flee. Information is patchy. Senator Menama Aji-Lawin, who represents the district, told VOA he believes at least 1,000 people in and around the town have been killed.
But it is a disastrous situation.
And look, VOA News, Dakar.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed legislation approving the construction of a controversial and long-delayed oil pipeline. The Nebraska Supreme Court on Friday approved a route for the nearly 2,000-kilometer Keystone Pipeline to cross the Midwestern state. U.S. President Barack Obama had been waiting for the court ruling before making a decision on the $7 billion project. Supporters of the pipeline say it would improve energy infrastructure and create jobs. Critics say the project will hurt the environment and would not have a major impact on an economy that is already improving. Pakistani police say at least six people were killed and more than a dozen wounded when a suicide bomber blew himself up Friday night outside a mosque for minority Shiite Muslims in the city of Rawalpindi. Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has condemned the blast and expressed government's resolve in eradicating the menace of terrorism. The United Nations mission in South Sudan has released new details of the killing of hundreds of people in two separate incidents in April. UN investigators determined civilians were deliberately targeted by ethnicity in the towns of Bentiu and Bor in some of the worst violence since the South Sudan conflict began over a year ago. VOA's Gabe Josselow has the story.
A new report from the UN mission determined at least 353 civilians were killed in the two attacks, blamed separately on rebel opposition forces and mobs loyal to the government. In the first incident, investigators say hundreds of civilians were killed when rebel soldiers overran the town of Bentiu in Unity State. The report says soldiers shot and killed civilians hiding in a mosque to escape the fighting. 2 days later, in an apparent retaliation for the Bentiu attack, a mob armed mostly with sticks, machetes, and iron bars stormed a UN base in the town of Bor in Jonglei State, killing at least 47 displaced people who had taken refuge there. Gabe Josselow, Nairobi.
Indonesian authorities say searchers have detected ping signals from the black boxes of Air Asia Flight 8501 that crashed in the Java Sea on December 28th. Those recorders may offer important information about the doomed flight. The tail section of the plane was located Wednesday on a seabed at a depth of around 30 meters. An activist group says more than 2,100 people died in Syrian prisons last year and that many of the bodies showed signs of torture. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported on Friday that 2,108 arrested people died in Syrian prisons in 2014. It said 27 people under the age of 18 and 11 women were among those who were killed. The group said the death rates in prisons were the highest in the provinces of Homs and Rif Dimashq. More details on these and other stories at our website, voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.